This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resurrected in Rogue One, Princess Leia has made the jump into hyperspace.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This just in. Carrie Fisher, who was flying in over the Christmas holiday from London into New York, had a heart attack on board, was in critical condition over the weekend, and it's just been announced she has died. So Princess Leia has made the jump into hyperspace. This shows you not everybody is going to make it out of 2016. Carrie Fisher dead in Los Angeles. And that is posted up on the Drudge Report right now. We'll also get that up on Infowars.com. Now, I've got a ton of news. That's right. Carrie Fisher dead at 60. Now, this just broke like 2 minutes ago. You scroll down, I'll actually read the article. Thank you. Carrie Fisher died Tuesday morning, days after suffering a massive heart attack on board a flight from London to LAX. A family spokesperson had confirmed. TMZ broke the story. Fisher was on a flight from London to LAX Friday when she suffered the heart attack 15 minutes before landing. People on the plane tell TMZ she appeared lifeless. A passenger who had EMT performed CPR on Carrie. And once in the flight landed, paramedics rushed her to UCLA Medical Center, where she remained in intensive care until her death. Looks like she pretty much died on the plane. They just resuscitated her. The family had said she was in stable condition, but were told she was not responsive after her medical emergency. Carrie had been on a publicity tour for her new book, The Princess Dearest. The book recently made headlines before she wrote about having an affair with co-star Harrison Ford, while shooting the original Star Wars movies. I'm not going to kick off a conspiracy theory here, but you hear about star killers and different stars that say as soon as you're not big, as soon as your name isn't big, as soon as you're not making them money, whether you're a rock and roll star, a country star, or a movie star, look out when a big movie comes out about you or a big book. If you die, though, it'll make it incredibly valuable when that second hurrah comes around, and sometimes basically the mafia that's out in Hollywood will kill you. And I've talked to some high-powered people in Hollywood, not just some of the people that have been public, you know, who ran off to Canada and others, who said, indeed, this is something you've really got to worry about. So you want to stay big. You want to stay, in the spotlight and have value, because then only killing you gives you value because of a new burst of money that your managers or others are going to have. Now, she looked a little old for her age, and I know her and Mark Hamill reportedly like to party a little bit. So that's probably not what happened. But when you got Joan Rivers saying Michelle Obama's a tranny, everybody knows, and a couple weeks later she gets killed getting some plastic surgery, you know there's an issue. So that's all I'm saying is it should always be investigated when rich, powerful people in entertainment die, because it's well known that managers and people get folks drugged up to control them. I mean, you talk about a cult. You talk about a mafia. Hollywood is it. And let me tell you, there is incredible mafia in L.A. And people think, oh, you mean Italian mafia? Well, there's that. But there's also just other mafias. We always think of Italians being the only mafia that are out there. Did we ever get the Darth Vader clip?
I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
Charming to the last. We need to get some actual clips here. Don't act so surprised, Your Highness. You weren't on any mercy missions this time. Several transmissions were beamed to the ship. I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you. I have to get in Darth Vader mode, and I can actually do Darth Vader. And see, when James Earl Jones goes, I actually haven't tried for this, but I have done some commercials that are ripoffs of it and been paid handsomely, but I have to get in the mode. I had to actually practice with this is CNN. See, now I'm starting to get into it. Closed caption provided by Brother Glante, the heart of closed caption communication. We can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the New World Order. We'll be back. Carrie Fisher, Bon Voyage. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com, CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
24 days out, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a big hour here in the second hour before our guests join. Just have it open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Darth Vader, only you could be so bold.
The Imperial Senate will not still be. When they hear you've attacked a diplomat...
Don't act so surprised, Your Highness. You weren't on any mercy mission this time. Several transmissions were beamed to the ship by rebel spies. I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away!
Carrie Fisher makes a new appearance, literally. They've, with the computer graphics, they're able to show her as she was in Episode 4, A New Hope, that came out in the late 1970s. I guess 1977. And then the film ends where A New Hope begins. She was on a PR tour and died this morning in Los Angeles after coming back from London. I was just talking to Anthony Gucciardi. He said, yeah, I saw Rogue One. It's a lot better than the newer ones. But, man, the villains are so much cooler that you just make movies with them, especially the end scene with Darth Vader. That's the best ever. Why wasn't there more of that? And that's the big complaint about the movie, not enough Darth Vader. At least there's no Jar Jar Binks. People ask, Alex, it's very serious with the New World Order, very serious with war in the Middle East. Why are you talking about Star Wars? You got to have some gallows humor. You got to have some distractions. It's like talking about Kaepernick. You know, it's popular culture. It's how we reach out to new audiences. Plus, we all grew up watching Carrie Fisher, and she's dead. It's always interesting when famous people die because it reminds you of your own immortality. The fact that you are mortal, that you're not immortal. And that death's the great equalizer, and that death will touch us all. Both in the loved ones we lose, but also personally. It is the great unifier that binds us all together, just as birth and consciousness is. Birth, consciousness, life, the great continuum on into death, like rivers flowing to the sea. I want to hear from you specifically about the Israel situation. I want to hear from you specifically about the fact that it's reported that John Kerry is working on another UN resolution that would officially recognize a Palestinian state and the hell that will break loose if that happens and why that's coming now. Have the Chinese aircraft carrier prowling the Pacific, sending a message. We've got big news here with Obama coming out and signing the new legislation that's titled Countering Information Warfare Act, S2696, the NDAA 2017, and specifically says they're going to federalize all media. of course, he signed that on Friday night. Everybody was basically asleep on the eve of the Christmas holiday. And it wasn't hard to predict that was going to happen. So we're going to be breaking all of that down and tying it into the latest calls for massive censorship that are taking place and how we counter that. But before I go any further, let me just give the number out, 800-259-9231. And by the way, there are people that bash me saying I hate Israel. They don't know what they're talking about. They're liars, or they believe mainstream media. There are people that also make an entire religion and sport and way of life out of hating me and making up stuff about the fact that I supposedly work for Israel. This is a fad created by MSM obsessing over Israel all day. I'm sick of hearing about Israel. Israel's a tiny part of the Middle East. It's not going anywhere. Israel has hundreds of nuclear weapons, high-tech delivery systems, and every right-winger that thinks they're, you know, trendy, and every liberal that thinks they're trendy, obsesses over bashing Israel and worshiping Palestinians. Well, there are some people that had lands that were basically robbed of them during the colonization by the British and then when Israel was set up in the 40s. And you can certainly have some beefs there. But most of the, quote, Palestinians are people that have immigrated or gotten into Israel and who claim that they're Palestinian in background, and they want to overthrow Israel, and they want all of the country, and they want to drive all the Jews into the ocean. That's not going to happen. So you have to understand something. This is a political football that's used to threaten war in the Middle East over and over again. Saudi Arabia doesn't take one Palestinian. Jordan doesn't take one Palestinian. Egypt doesn't take one Palestinian. And they oppress their own people all day long and then obsess and claim that every problem in the world is caused by Israel. The left, on the other hand, claims that everyone who's pro-gun or anti-Obamacare is anti-Semitic and hates Israel. So there's also the sickening left on that front, the very same left that is attacking InfoWars on a routine basis and pushing for gun control. So my biggest issue with Israel is a large part of the Israel lobby is anti-free speech and anti-gun in this country. And I've got a big problem with U.S. taxpayers paying for Israelis to have M16s, but then you're trying to block citizens here from having guns. So let's get something straight. I don't like the communist Chinese. I don't like the Israelis. I don't like the Brits. I don't like the Mexicans. I don't like the Canadians. Anybody involved in our domestic politics and trying to control what we're doing. And Israel is. But I don't put those provisos out with criticism of Israel to try to curry favor with the snot-nosed, pseudo-intellectual anti-Semites out there. I state it because that's what I do. I break down wide-spectrum analysis of what's really happening and try to look at each geopolitical player in their real historical role, not in some weird fantasy land. The issue here is, why is Obama launching this abstention vote now, basically saying with the other members of the UN Security Council, go ahead with sanctions against Israel, and the UN now coming out and will officially condemn the state of Israel's existence, putting Israel into complete war mode and encouraging Arab states around Israel to start a war. And why is Obama, who wouldn't do this for 8 years, handing this to America like a hand grenade the minute we try to disengage from foreign entanglements, kick out ISIS and Al-Qaeda out of Syria, something Obama did as destabilization, and try to get our country moving forward economically and working with Russia to not spend trillions of dollars in a stupid new Cold War with them? It's a realignment with Russia, Japan, the UK, helping break up the EU and the globalist system and bringing real peace and prosperity. The globalists are moving on every front to open our borders, implode our currency, raise interest rates to drive down the Trump euphoria, and get a war started in the Middle East. And I've been saying every day since Trump got elected 5 weeks ago on November 8th, I've been saying every single day they're trying to start a war in the Middle East. They're going to launch provocations against Russia, shoot down their aircraft, killing of their top diplomats, and they're going to try to start a war with Israel using the Islamists. Now, how do I know that? Because they admit that's their plan. They have a destabilization program. And so whereas I get tired of Israel's arrogance at some point, and I get tired of some of Israel meddling in our affairs, Israel's not trying to start a nuclear war with Russia right now. Israel is not involved in trying to dissolve our borders right now. If you're a Westerner and you try to go to a lot of these Muslim countries, you can't preach the gospel. You have no rights. Women are kept as animals. There's 1.3 billion Muslims. Our government's bringing them in as part of a destabilization program. So I'm asking listeners, we look at this. This is not a good idea. Even if you don't like Israel, some of you out there, what is the point of Obama, the New World Order, the globalist, the anti-gunner, the guy trying to sabotage our program to jumpstart the republic, as he leaves with 24 days left engaging in this train wreck? There are a lot of people out there on InfoWars. I see you commenting on our YouTube channel. I see you commenting. And you're pushing for a war in the Middle East. You're pushing to get all the Arabs stirred up. You're pushing to hope to see a fall of Israel, which would cause the end of the world. See, I don't want a war with Russia, not because I work for Russia, never been there, but because I want my kids to have a future. I don't want Israel cornered into a nuclear war, not because I get orders from Netanyahu, but because I don't want a nuclear war. Same reason, comprende? The globalists have said, you accept world government or we're going to have a giant war. German chancellors have said it. British prime ministers have said it. French presidents have said it. U.S. presidents have said it. This is how we're held hostage by global governance. The very same Rothschild Rockefellers stirred up World War I to get the League of Nations. That failed. They had World War II to get the UN. The Rockefellers donated the land, set it all up, and they always say, you give us world government or we're going to give you war. The only peace is submitting to their world government, becoming poor, having one-child policies, letting them force-inoculate you, and living under a medical tyranny, a soft kill. Their whole planetary program is in trouble. So, where's the Third World War supposed to start? The Middle East. What are they trying to start? Where's the next war supposed to start? With North Korea. What's happening there? What's happening with China? You got both hot spots being turned on right now. Now you see what's happening. I know it's fun to go and just make mindless pro-Israel comments or anti-Israel comments and just sit there like morons. But let's pull back and look at the big picture here of what the globalists are doing. I'm going to come back, take your phone calls on this other issues. Then I'm getting into the AI globalist takeover and more. Stay with us.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-armour.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you've worked too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Way up north,
to the last of
us. Way up
north, to the last of
us. North, to Alaska, to go north for precious home. North, to Alaska, to go north for precious home. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold. Below that old
White Mountain, just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of huskies as he marched.
All right, I want to get to a lot of your calls because at about 40 after or so, I want to get into this AI takeover that's happening in most people's homes. And it's admittedly a takeover. It's admittedly a system to spot everything you're doing and sell your data. And it transcends covering up your laptop video system with a piece of tape, as I told people to do 20 years ago, which now we see the FBI director and others saying, you know, it's time to cover up the computer video camera that's built into computer screens because hackers and governments are dialing into those. Well, the truth is, it's been much worse than that for a long, long time. It ties into smart meters and a lot more. And I want to break down what's going to be happening in the new year. We predicted this more than 10 years ago. It's here. All right. Now, I'm going to go to these callers here. I don't care if people disagree with me. In fact, I'll go to the head of the line if you do. But I'm not going to go into a little victory lap about how I'm a Russian agent or I'm an Israeli agent. If you want to get to topics of why you don't like Israel or why you do, that's fine. I'm just not going to do the, you're a Vatican agent, you're a Russian agent, you're a Jewish agent. I've already heard it all. I'm an agent of the Republic, of prosperity, of justice. That's what I stand for. I built this myself with the listeners. I know people that live in their mother's basements can't believe that anybody could actually do something on their own, but I believe in you. So you have free speech. We don't screen your calls. But I'm not going to sit here and hear the mental illness. Okay, if you want to say something bad about Israel or good, that's fine. My point is, I'm an honorable person. I told you why I'm against overthrowing Israel. It's going to start a frickin' nuclear war. Same reason I don't want to have a war with Russia. This is the reality. Israel's not going anywhere. Why is Obama Machiavellianly doing this now? To create a giant crisis. They're shooting down Russian aircraft. They're killing Russian ambassadors. All hell's breaking loose. The head banker for NATO just got murdered today, executed in Belgium. This is the real world. Jeremy in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Thank you. If we want to turn Trump into an asset of the Republic rather than a tool of vulture billionaires, the military-industrial complex, and the Zionist power configuration, then you're going to have to start telling the truth about Zionist power in the United States of America.
Okay, you're on the air. Did you hear what I said? You can say whatever you want, but this BS about me, you're on the air. You're being listened to right now, big man.
Yeah, so the main group that's very dangerous around Trump is the Netanyahu faction. This goes down into Trump's deputy campaign manager, Michael Glasser, who's actually the deputy under Eisenberg, who transferred the real estate to Trump's good friend Larry Silverstein weeks before it was blown into smithereens on live television with thousands of living human beings on it. This man, Michael Glasner, also worked for the parent company of Genie Energy, which has massive energy interests in the Golan Heights, which is part of what this destabilization of Syria is about. On the board of Genie Energy in Israel, you also see the parent company having people like the Rothschild, Rupert Murdoch. It's, of course, bipartisan. Bill Richardson is on the board. Dick Cheney is on the board. Okay, these are the people that are surrounding Trump right now. Mike Flynn is not yet a patriot. He needs to speak the truth about September 11th treason that was done by Zionist power in the United States of America. And he wrote his book with Michael Ledeen, the arch neocon who's helping architect the clash of civilizations. You need to help us speak these truths. Have on people like Dr. Kevin Barrett, Christopher Bowen.
I appreciate your call. I mean, there you go with what you're saying I should have on. I'm not going to get into that first person you mentioned. See, you just got on air, unscreened. You just said what you wanted to, and then it went back to, I need to have on. I'm covering up. And it's the same mental illness. Just you do it each time, you know. And as you need to, even though they're on the air. Them being on the air is the proof you're covering it up. You understand that? Like if I expose Vatican corruption, I'm covering it up. You understand? Because I'm never as holy as those special snowflakes out there. Now, when we come back, I'll respond to what you said and take more phone calls straight ahead from Johnny, Chris, Dustin, Chris, and others. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com, CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I shouldn't have been so hard on that last caller. It's that I really want to be able to hear what they think. And we open the phones up and don't screen their calls. And then I just constantly hear Alex Jones is covering up. Alex Jones will talk about Israel. And it's just not true. I have my real views. This is what I stand for. And it's not because I've been given a red cent by Israel. And then they just, all this made up stuff online, like his sponsors are all Jewish. I think I might have like one sponsor of I know that's Jewish. Out of like hundreds I've had over the years. It's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And then I hear this statement that, well, you know, there's this Israel lobby all around Trump. Trump had the entire Democratic Party globalist operation against him. You want to get into the numbers. Something like 80% of Jews historically vote Democrat. And that's the most powerful bloc. And Trump got called anti-Semitic, which he never was. He's got a lot of Jewish friends and Jewish family. And he is a right winger. He does think Israel has a right to exist. That isn't a conspiracy. Then you bring up Larry Silverstein and the World Trade Centers that clearly had bombs in it. I've made films. I've covered that. The guy's in business in New York. You make some connection to some lawyer you say was on a lease or something. People do that to me. They went and found some corporation I set up and found out of tens of thousands of corporations set up at the top place to set them up. Didn't even know the lawyers there. Just got recommended and went in. It's like, oh my gosh, the Brothmans got a liquor license in Texas set up here. They do that in all 50 states. No, no. His show is owned by the Brothmans. Well, if that's the case, where's my free Crown Royal? This is the conspiracy theorist schizophrenic stuff that I talk about. When I talk about stuff, hey, you know, they probably shot down that Russian airplane with a missile. A week later, ISIS releases the video. Remember? Now Putin's saying it's a criminal investigation of this new one. I said it looks like a way to drive a wedge between Turkey and Russia, who are making a deal. The intelligence agencies are infiltrated by Wahhabists in Turkey. Now that's what Russia's saying. Because it wasn't a conspiracy theory. It was a historical analysis. But I don't want to digress. I'm going to take a few of your calls. So I've got to get to this other news. Like the producers were saying, hey, you wanted to lead the show with the mall riots nationwide and people getting shot and people getting run over and all the rest of it. So I'm going to get to that, too, coming up in the next segment. I want to hit this AI computer stuff. It's just, I hear all that stuff about Israel, and I hear all that stuff about 9/11. And clearly, a lot of different Western intelligence agencies were aware of it, and some of them were involved. And I do believe that elements of Israeli intelligence with the criminal Arab double agent operators in Saudi Arabia and our own intelligence agencies were clearly highly involved in 9/11. And that's come out in the 28 pages that intelligence agencies ordered to stand down bare minimum. Does that mean everybody in our Pentagon was involved? No, less than 0.1%. Does that mean everybody was involved in Israel? Less than 0.1%. Or England. When they move and do something like this on purpose, they get all the major intelligence agencies involved so everyone is compromised so no one can blow the whistle. And it was done with Saudi Arabian funding to blame Iraq, their archenemy, and begin the takedown of the Middle East you now see in phase two with Obama. Now, I had that before Wesley Clark ever came out and confirmed it all. This is an admitted program to turn radical Islam loose. 9/11 was done to go after radical Wahhabist Islam's enemies. People say, why were you against the Iraq war, but now you're such an enemy of Islam? I was against it because it was part of the destabilization program for the clash of civilizations that we're now seeing phase two of. And it's a real clash. So I stand with what's left of the West and Christendom. I tried to stop their big giant project in the Middle East of removing secular pro-Western leaders. Globalists don't want that now. That was an old Eisenhower program. That's not been the program since the 80s. I study Machiavellian systems, but you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know Israel's not going anywhere. Over 400 to 600 nukes, cruise missiles, long-range missiles, hypersonic missiles. Just like all the neocons and the crazy left and that fruitcake Oberman. Russian scum! We need war with Russia! No, we don't! They've got 10,000 nuclear weapons! Well, what are you, a Russian agent? No! What are you, an Israeli agent? No! Get outside the box. Think like a Machiavelli. Doesn't mean you live like one or you use it. Think like a Machiavelli. And then ask yourself, what on earth are you talking about saying I'm a Russian agent or Rex Tillerson is because he wants to drill in Russia or Trump is? It's bull. We want a stable, prosperous world. I've studied the amount of oil that's supposedly in the Golan Heights. I've looked at that stuff off the coast there in the Mediterranean. It is negligible. There are a bunch of laws against drilling in the Mediterranean. It's not sweet crude or natural gas. Of course, there's a bunch of corporate people on boards. Dick Cheney's on hundreds of boards. So, yes, I know all about that. Trump's trying to not have a war in that region and trying to kick ISIS and Al-Qaeda out and going against a current Israeli policy that's been to actually back a lot of these groups that are causing the civil war. Trump is bucking that entire program while at the same time being friendly to Israel. He's taking the moral high ground. And it's not right to call up and then extrapolate and connect him to 9/11 when he came out on the day of 9/11 and the day after on Fox and on CNN and said, I believe there had to be bombs in those buildings. It was brought down by explosives. A plane doesn't do that. And then described the architecture of Tower 1 and Tower 2. If he was an insider, he wouldn't have said that. The insiders fought him with everything they had. The emails all came out. Good elements of our own intelligence agencies leaked it. We know Trump's for real. Now, he's got a stratagem of high road to be nice to Israel, nice to America, nice to Russia, nice to everybody, till somebody screws him. That's called old-fashioned American power. What Eisenhower and others did is returning. Does everybody understand that? That's why I get a headache hearing a caller like that, because he made some good points on the surface. But what Trump's doing would mess up an Israeli deal to get that oil. Oh, sure, he's supporting settlements in some limited areas because Israel's growing. That's what Israel's doing, and Israel's under attack. And this two-state solution was always a fraud. Trump's just being honest about it. Israel's going to expand out to the edge of its borders, and if the Arabs are dumb enough to attack them again, they're going to expand past that. The whole world obsesses with Israel. Isn't it biblical? Instead of in our own backyards with what's happening here. You know, hundreds of thousands, more than 200,000 men, women, and children, over 100,000 were military combatants, so total is 300,000, but 200,000 non-combatants, it's estimated, look it up, invaded Syria in the last 6 years to take over land, to colonize it. That's what Arabs do. They just take over. Saudi Arabia's invaded them two times in the last 100 years, taking over Syria and then getting kicked out. The Syrians all know because their grandparents fought this. Sunni, Shiite, you name it, are fighting against the radical Sunnis that are coming in to take over their land, take over their markets, their companies, their businesses, their factories. There isn't a word out of the Palestinians, a word out of MSM, a word out of Hollywood about how wrong it is to back this takeover. Israel took over a much smaller area in the 1940s, and that's all I ever hear about. How much bigger is Syria than Israel? Let's Google that number. I want to say it's like 25 times bigger. They come in, take over, mass murder, suicide bomb their own kids, suicide bomb families' dads, or they'll kill their kids, and not a word. Our media says they're great. They're the rebels. They have made-for-TV movies. How good they are. Oh, where's everyone's concern about the Islamic Jihad taking over and murdering people in mass, or how they're colonizing? Yeah, I'm not talking about population. Syria's 22 million. Israel's what, 8, 9 million? 8 million. No, I'm talking about geographically, how much bigger square miles of Israel versus square miles of Syria, and then divide it out. And we'll have the number. I'm just going from memory. The point is, it's a lot bigger, but nobody cares. There's made-for-TV movies on HBO and Netflix about how great the jihadis are, and the left all praises when the jihadi kills the Russian ambassador, on and on and on. Look how big Israel is on the map, tiny compared to Syria. And then you've got the Saudi Arabians through Iraq invading Syria, and you don't hear a word about it. I bet, just from looking at it, that Syria is 18 times bigger. So look at Saudi Arabia. That was all stolen the last 100 years by a group of criminals, child molesters, kidnappers. That's what the Saudi family did. They ran caravan robber groups that slaved women. Their ancestors were black slavers. They slaved blacks. So, of course, every domestic group worships them and joins Islam. Oh, you said blacks weren't human. Well, I better join your group immediately. Ha! Again, all fantasy land, all disinfo. The globalists are double-crossing the West, and that includes Israel. And is Israel perfect? No. Is the United States perfect? No. Is Europe perfect? No. The point is, the globalists are double-crossing the whole deal with radical jihadis. I've got to, you know what, I know Bracken's coming on. Let's push him to about 15 after, and I'll do the AI stuff at the start of the next hour because it's so important. I want to focus on that. I want to get into mole riots as well and what that signifies, the breakdown of civilization and culture and just total entitlement and total thug gangster culture being pushed by MSM. So Israel is 0.12 times as big as Syria. That's 0.12? Or is that 12 times smaller? We'll do the math. All right, let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. I'm ranting. Oh, briefly. They were telling me during the break, but I didn't get all the info, and Anthony was going to go print it up for me. Super Male Vitality is our best-selling product other than Survival Shield X2. It is concentrated into an oil, key known herbs for thousands of years that naturally get your body to basically wake up, more energy, more libido, more stamina. Personally, I get a much better effect from Super Male Vitality than when my doctor gave me some and I tried Cialis. Not that I even needed it. It is incredible what Super Male Vitality has done for me. And I just want to encourage everybody to take advantage of it because it's selling out right now. We don't have more coming in until 3 weeks into 2017 because we're running free shipping store-wide, 30% off Super Female and Super Male Vitality, two different formulas. Super Male is going to sell out in the next few days. I want to thank you all for your support. But I would take advantage of it if you've never tried it before in your New Year's resolution. The energy, the libido, the first thing people notice within 2 days is the libido. We never even designed it for that or pitch it as that, but for people that are not exercising a lot or not getting outside or who just aren't charged up, you will notice it a lot more than folks that are operating at maximum or, you know, peak performance. But still, those folks feel it. Super Male Vitality available at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We've sold out of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. That was 50% off. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste. That sold out. DNA Force is sold out. Biome Defense with 50 billion probiotics is sold out. The half strength, that's half the cost, 25 billion per capsule strains. That is still available. It's the exact same thing. It's just half the cost. It's half the dose. Survival Shield X2 is selling out. Lung Cleanse is selling out. Living Defense is selling out. Calm Child is sold out. We got a lot of other products, obviously, there on the site. InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you all for your support. We're going to be getting more reporters, more camera people, more crew members in the new year because of your support. We're going to the maximum resistance level. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I see Anthony Gucciardi in there in the control room via the monitor. Not sure what his intel is, but you said you were going to have more info for me, Anthony.
Yeah, I just wanted to come in and let you know we just got the numbers here from the warehouse, and we are now selling out of Super Male Vitality at 30% off. What happens is, you know, try to order as much as we can, but with the election specials and all of that. But at the same time, like you're saying, the taxes are insane. We're selling out of Super Male at 30% off. Brain Force is getting very, very low at 33% off. But it looks like we're going to start have to hold back some Super Male soon for auto ship and everyone else. So if you want Super Male Vitality, which is, in my view, the best product that InfoWars Life has, 30% off. And also Secret 12 is getting very low. We've already sold out of Colloidal Silver, the toothpaste, DNA Force, Chaldees, probiotic. So it's pretty much selling out very, very quickly.
I've never asked you your view on Israel. And we're good friends. You know, I mean, you know, personally, I don't talk about it because I'm sick of hearing about it. You know, there's a lot bigger world than just Israel. I mean, no offense to Israel, but this obsession, especially by Israel bashers, what do you make of this attempt to basically have Obama come out in a new resolution and say that Israel doesn't have a right to exist?
You know, it's such an insanely complex issue, obviously. And I say the ridiculousness of it is over and over again that we have everything put into like an A or a B choice, right? Like a multiple choice, like it's either A or B, and nobody wants to look at the complexity of the issues. And then you have it kind of like a fighting system where everyone's like, so for some reason, oh, Israel's amazing, it's pro-Israel, everything's so awesome about Israel. And then you have the people that say Israel's the root of all evil and everything's terrible. I think that the ridiculousness of it is that it's such an intertwining thing that we need to look at historically and also study the areas. Because it's funny, like the Vice documentary, though, about how horrible Israel is for ruining Palestine and stuff. They couldn't even go into some of the Palestinian areas because they would have things thrown at them and attacked. But at the same time, you know, Palestine sends a bottle rocket over there and they want to go ahead and blow them up. So pretty much all angles you can look at it in that
way. Sure, and both sides try to bully you into supporting them. All I'm saying is Israel's not sending their little daughters as suicide bombers And then people say, oh, it's colonialism. Well, the Jews had a claim to Jerusalem going back 3,000 years. It's not like the U.S. coming and taking the Native Americans' land. Israel is not what you call classical colonialism. And by the way, as soon as we got here, the Native Americans were all trying to get us to attack their neighbors. They were always killing each other. And I'm not bashing Native Americans either. Humans all act the same. All I'm saying is saying Jews are inherently evil is bull. Or saying white people are inherently evil, or black people. It is the heart of racism, and now we've got this, all these white professors coming out saying, I want to celebrate white genocide. I want to, you know, whites to die this year. Look, you're an effing white male. Look in the mirror, twerp. And, of course, this twerp, again, is a leftist, communist Jew who's a white guy who says Israel doesn't have a right to exist, and he wants white people dead. I mean, again, to say Israel's all a bunch of evil people who are right-wingers, look at how most Jews I know are like super left-wing mental cases. So, and I'm not trying to be mean here. It's just a fact. This is a more complex issue. When I say most Jews I know, I mean in the media. And we're going to skip this break so we have more time. You want to comment on that?
I totally agree with everything you're saying in terms of it's absolutely absurd because it also ties into the whole victimization of it, right? Like, oh, this is so horrible, so terrible. Let's not focus on the Islamic terror in any capacity. We need to get rid of Israel, right? So it's all
and
about...
And Israel's got between 400 and 600 nukes. They're not going anywhere.
Right. And it's this whole thing where we can't talk about Islamic terror or you're racist or you're bad. So let's reframe it somehow now to Israel needs to go away and they're horrible and they're the reason for everything. It's absolutely absurd. But you know who is the reason, though? Okay, no one talks about Obama funding the Free Syrian Army beheading Christians like you do, okay? No one talks about that. In Reuters 2008 leaks, Obama's giving them weapon systems.
Oh, no. I mean, it's cool in the liberal media that is
creating ISIS.
Oh, it's so sexy, the wonderful rebels.
Yeah, but anything to defer away from that. And then Obama sits there like, yes, we have to help them. We have to get rid of Israel. It's a sad, sad thing. What? You funded the groups that started the whole Islamic terror movement in the areas by beheading people in the public square, gave them missile launches.
Absolutely. We don't have 5 million Jewish refugees in Europe murdering people and attacking Christmas events. I mean, that's all I'm saying is stop covering up for the Islamic terror liberals. Then I'll listen to you about Israel. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. And then they go and talk about settlements and about who can live in certain settlements. Settlements? You know, the thing we just discussed about him arming the Free Syrian Army. How about the support of what is now ISIS and then not even admitting that they are ISIS, not even talking about it? Yeah, because you're the progenitor of it. You created it by funding these groups.
And I'm going to calls. Here's my final point. You brought up some really central points, Anthony, that I hadn't got to. So I'm glad you popped in. Pop in any time, please. I'm encouraging the whole crew to do that. We don't have a guest on. Let's just look at it mathematically, logically, okay? Let's just look at it cold-bloodedly. And I'm not saying then make your moral decision off that. I'm saying let's scientifically look at it. Israel has 400 to 600 nukes, global attack submarines with nukes, cruise missiles, ICBMs, medium-range tactical nukes. They've got everything. One of the most advanced militaries in the world. Okay, they've got a superpower as their ally. And now that superpower is breaking away saying we're not your ally 24 days after a repudiating election against that government. That same government just passed a law to put the FCC under the control of 16 intelligence agencies, and they say, by name, they want to ban us. Where's the outcry for our free speech? That's what I'm saying. Again, where is Israel going to go, folks? It's not going anywhere. So why is Obama now, not 2 years from leaving, when he could actually try to do something, why is he causing a global crisis and then handing it over to Trump? The same reason George Soros and the Ford Foundation spent tens of billions of dollars the last decade overthrowing the Middle East, overthrowing Ukraine, and trying to cause a civil war here. Because they're bringing in chaos so they can get control out of the chaos. This is treason. Trump needs to tell Obama, you don't make any more decisions or do anything else geopolitically, violating decades of U.S. policy until you're out of office, jackass. And then you can run around and try to cause a global crisis. This is insane. And everybody needs to repudiate what Obama's doing. Because let me tell you something. It's about starting a war in the Middle East. The same climate was before World War One. I want to tell all the trendy something. When you're drafted fighting tens of millions of screaming Islamists in some future mega war that the globalists engineered, remember when you're in a foxhole that you asked for it. Sorry, Anthony.
And then you wonder, why did he want a successor like Hillary Clinton, who's funded by Saudi Arabia, right? So...
Exactly. Yes. And that is why I'm so sick of it. We got communist Chinese. We got Saudi Arabians lobbying to shut down the free press. And all I hear about all day is Israel, 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 Israel. Israel runs everything. Israel put me in charge. Israel wipes my butt in the morning. No, Israel doesn't. The leftist Israel lobby is all in my business. But I'm better than them. I want prosperity. I transcend them. And I transcend all the racist New World Order people as well. And the truth is, Israel, again, is a complex issue used as a destabilization device in the Middle East. It's way more complex than that. And again, if the public wants to know what's going on, understand this. Israel's not going anywhere without a giant worldwide nuclear war. So what are you dumbasses doing pushing for it and war with Russia? The globalists know they're losing. Their threat is give us world government or we'll start a nuclear war. That's always been their threat. It's how they set up world government. We're being held hostage by nuclear Armageddon, and I am pissed about it. I have three children. I don't think it's funny. What is my agenda? I wear it on my sleeve. Anything else, Anthony?
No, people should be pissed off. It's just like the BuzzFeed video or whatever it was about how horrible white people are. That's not racist. And then you can have Islamic terror happening over and over again, but then you're racist if you say anything about it. But let's attack Israel. Let's attack any other group. Just everything's bad besides the thing that's actually happening.
And it's big multinational corporations robbing everybody, setting up world government, turning the food off of the third world, and they just use Israel as a political football, like a voodoo doll that all the evil in the world's heaped on, while meanwhile the UN's running around colonizing countries all over for corporations, murdering entire villages on a daily basis.
They're political atheists. People don't understand. Do you really think billionaires and the mega corporate heads and stuff, they're sitting there like, well, my moral decision for this election cycle, Hillary Clinton.
Exactly, and they hate the U.S. because we have Christian morals and a free market idea and don't want to be ruled. They hate Israel for the same reason. They hate sovereign European countries for the same reason. And they're using an ideology like Islam to try to destroy us, and that's why they've opened the borders up to it.
It's whatever is most beneficial for them in their micro agenda and in their macro agenda, whatever it is, they're going to push that. They don't care. They're not sitting here worrying about the rights that are being violated. It's whatever is going to move them forward.
And thank you, Anthony. I'm going to go to calls now. I apologize to the callers. Great points. Before I go any further.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before I go any further, Super Male Vitality, I've got it right here. Every batch is different. It's the same herbs concentrated over and over again into an oil. That's why it's so strong. InfoWarsLife.com. I've, again, been religiously taking it every day. I'd forgotten to do that because I've got so many great supplements. For the last 3 weeks, I've been taking it every day. Incredible. I've lost weight. I've got energy. I'm more aggressive. My libido is just on fire. Woo! In fact, I used to only take one drop, but I'm taking more. This latest batch is really strong. It don't taste good, folks, because it's not. All right. I apologize to callers. Let's go to one before we go to break here. Johnny in Kansas. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, Alex. Appreciate the time, man.
Thank you, brother.
Before I hit my subject, let me offer you this. When we come forward with the depth and breadth of knowledge, you have these people that come forward either wanting to learn from you or tear you down. And I commend you for staying at this thing for as long as you have. What are you going on, like 25 years, 27 years, something like that?
It's like 25, yeah.
Yeah, you are doing an awesome job, Alex. Just stay at it. The hell of the naysayers. They'll be in your wake forever. It don't matter.
All right, I want to cut you off, Johnny. I want to hear the topic you called in on executive orders and Obama, and I apologize. We're going to push Bracken back to 20 after. He's nice to come on anyways. So I'm going to get to everybody. Johnny, I'm going to come back and give you like 4 or 5 minutes. Then Chris, Dustin, Chris, and Richard. Then I've got to hit the AI stuff. I meant to do this for weeks. It's so important. I keep procrastinating because it's so big. I don't feel like I'm going to do it justice. But you know what? It's got to be covered. It's all coming up the third hour. Tell friends and family to tune in, folks. They're trying to censor us, but we're growing despite that because of you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.